'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Afternoon. No, morning. It's morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Hannah. You are listening to It's Always Sunny in Medford on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is not sunny in Medford today, folks. It is just started raining. I managed to go for a little run this morning before the rain started, though, so feeling lucky today because of that. I'm also feeling lucky because I have a special guest star back on my show. She's here again. It's Elena.
Believe it or not, I came back.
She's back, folks.
I was going to make a bad joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a PG show.
It is. It's a family radio.
Especially today.
Why?
Today is Yacht Rock Day.
It is Yacht Rock Day. We've been plotting this.
It's been weeks.
It has been a couple weeks. I think it was probably your idea initially.
Probably.
Maybe we were talking about Yacht
Rock. Really listen to Yacht Rock.
A lot of Yacht Rock, yeah.
Like, often.
Yeah.
Like, so often that when people hear it in an unnamed store, where I'm often just existing, they always go, Elena, this is exactly your type of music. And I know it's kind of an insult.
I don't think that's an insult.
Well, when people say to me, the store radio, all the music they play all the time is exactly what you listen to, Elena. And it's all day I hear, God, I wish they would change this. Thank you, guys.
No, I do that with the hits one because it's like the same. Listen, and this is not Chapel Roan slander, okay? I like her music, but like, I just can't do it anymore. And like, she'll come on like 3 times throughout the day when I'm at this store shopping. When I'm shopping there. And I'll be like, oh my God, I can't listen to this anymore. I really liked this song. And
like,
now I can't hear it. Well, okay. I'm saying the thing that everybody says all the time, actually.
It's just like, I don't know. I love a Cosmic Crisp apple. Okay. Can I eat one for every meal? No. I would go insane.
Yeah.
I would be insane after that.
If you had an apple for every meal?
If there's no sustenance in it.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to equate that to, like, music.
Listening to the same song over and over again.
Yeah, it's not working. Guys, Sorry. My metaphor it's is yacht on
rock
it today.
Day. It's okay. It's kind of rainy, but I almost feel, which makes me want to be like, that's not yacht rock vibes. But in a way, I'm kind of like.
In a way, it is. Imagine. In a way, it is. It's like you're on a boat and it's raining.
We're inside the boat today because it's kind of rainy and we're only going out for a couple periods of time.
It's still fun. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, turn it up.
Yeah, you're out there still with your sunglasses.
Your dad's like a little too drunk and you're like, okay, you're having a really good time, Dad. Actually, yeah, I will tell you
on
this
the yacht.
When we're not on
Ooh,
microphones.
I'm excited. But
it's an anniversary of something of my time in Cape Cod.
Oh, this
it's
is
private,
exciting.
Guys, sorry.
Time in Cape Cod. Ooh, there are yachts there. It's so
there
topical.
Are yachts there. And I was with my dad, and we were listening to Yacht Rock.
I did go on a yacht.
Whoa!
Yes, I did, for senior week here at Tufts.
Oh, right!
Yeah, yeah. For anyone who doesn't know this, if any Tufts students are listening right now, which I don't know how likely that is, but for senior week, there's, like, one of the senior events. It's a ticketed event. You buy a ticket. But you can go on the Boston Odyssey and hang out on there for like several hours until the afternoon. I was late. I had to Uber to the wharf and my very nice friend let me cut to the front of the line. Shout out Colin. Soapy Serenades. He let me cut to the front of the line with him and his friends, and I had a wonderful day on the yacht.
I remember getting texts from you.
I was like,
I'm running late, and I was like, what?
I literally woke up at 10 and they were like, yeah, so you're supposed to start lining up to board the shuttles at 9, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that was fun. I still made it. I still went on the yacht and I had a lovely time.
That's awesome. I just remember getting those texts and I was trying to be supportive. I was like, bro, it's a boat.
She's not getting on
I
this
was like,
boat.
Yeah. Like, it's a boat. They leave.
No, like, that's like when I missed my flight and I had a thought and I was like, wait, maybe. I was like, what if they hold it? I'm like, they're not going to hold it even
also,
for 30 seconds.
Like,
they just
like
don't do that.
It's not like the red line. You know, yeah, there's not another coming in 10 minutes. That's, you're done.
Like, that's it.
Sorry.
It's a boat.
I know. And I was like, go off, queen. You'll be fine. You're going to make it. And as I was saying, I was like, I don't know.
I literally, like, put on makeup, ran barefoot to Campus Center with my heels in hand. Like,
hey, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes.
I did it. And I did it, folks. I did it. Okay, we're 8 minutes in. The people want more music, I think.
People want more music.
So we're going to do this Firefall song.
Yeah!
Called You Are the Woman.
This one's fire.
It's Firefall.
So true.
You Are the Woman. Enjoy.
I knew it from the Thank you. not sure how it feels to be insane. I break your heart and put it back together. I love you, honey, you're mine. Love you, honey, you're mine. I will take you up to the top and make you start it all over. Love you, honey, you're mine. Drive it down a fine line and never stop until
Hello. We're back. That was Burning For You by Blue Oyster Cult, which, is that yacht rock? Would you consider that yacht rock?
I think that...
I was iffy on that one.
For the listeners out there, this was a question that has been being pondered. What is yacht rock?
Are we about to disseminate?
No, I think, well, not like very seriously. I'm not like a man of the podcast, but that like it is a big genre and it can be a lot of different things. Like to me, when I hear yacht rock, first song that pops into my head is Sailing, Christopher Cross, which we heard earlier.
See, what pops into my head is Steely Dan, which we haven't gotten to yet, but I didn't want to overplay that because
I think the essence is that it's not like, I don't think it's ever really super energetic. There's always a bit of like languidity to it.
Yeah.
And it's always like, it's something that you have to be able to listen to. This is the image in my mind. You're on a yacht or a small boat because, you know, who has a yacht?
Or like,
just on a body of water. By the water.
Or you're like tailgating.
Or you're tailgating.
Poor people's
and
yacht.
And it's like, poor people's yacht. The sun is setting and you're just like kind of satisfied with your day. You're like, God, like we like swam. Maybe we saw like some sports or something. And you're just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have like, I don't like beer, but you have a beer in your hand and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That to me is yacht rock. You're like satisfied with your day. It's like the feeling of like it's almost nighttime and it's August and it's a little cooler than it has been and you're just like, wow, time.
Yeah.
The passage of time.
True.
It's does that make sense?
It does.
That's what I like associate with yacht rock. And then, like, sometimes it can be a little more upbeat.
Yeah.
And that's when you're, like, that's when the sun has set. And you're, like, okay, nostalgia, still there. But we can't wallow. We have to embrace the time we have now in this late night of August. And so now we're going to listen to, like, the Eagles and Steely Dan. Now it's, like, I feel like the songs that I put on are more, like, sleepy almost. And then you got more like the like.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, I feel like.
But that's, I feel like it's good.
It makes sense.
We just like innately got the two ends of the spectrum in here.
I would say it's a decent yacht rock playlist, especially because I just added some stuff based off of pure research, actually. Two
Whoa.
Of the songs I had not heard before.
Whoa.
I was like, let me add something because I'm like, I just don't want to add four Steely Dan songs into this because it's like, we get it. That's
we
yacht
get
rock.
It.
Like we all know this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. That's my like really that like very specific idea of what yacht rock is, and in the way that it's not, it doesn't have to be very specific. It's just a genre, you know. It's like when people say, so not really relevant, but it's like when people try to define like emo.
Oh,
like,
that always
emo
makes
is like
I
not...
used to partake in that argument just out of like pure dedication to like pop punk and My Chemical Romance and stuff. But I'm like, you know what? I don't even care. Like, it is all emo. Like, I think that like really love, even in the last like year, I've really listened to a lot of Pine Grove, and like they're emo too. They're just like not like pop punk with it.
Well, just like became more of like a. Like a fashion thing.
Yeah, yeah, to define it aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like not at all. Well, it is about the music, but like there are kids who are emo now. I didn't know this. I asked a high schooler.
Yeah.
This recently, months ago, and I was like, "What are the emo kids up to?" Because I was emo.
Actually,
was like,
that's a good question.
What are they doing? Like, what are they listening to?
I should
to?
Ask this as well.
I was asking, and then this girl who was not emo said, "Oh, they're really into K-pop," and I was like,
"Oh,
oh."
See, I don't know. Is that? But like, did we define that as emo?
No,
but it's
but
like, what
not,
are these kids
like,
dressing
they
like?
Define
are they dressing
themselves in? As emo because they
or
have the aesthetic?
Is it
but
just
they
like
aren't
outside
listening.
People being like, they're different? They listen to different musics. They're emo.
No, I think it's like, I think it's that it's become mostly an aesthetic thing. And then you don't even have to, like, I think emo kids back in my day.
Yeah,
emo kids listened to like almost exclusively emo music.
I don't know. That's what I was doing.
You're very like tortured. You know, I'm not listening to like pop. I'm tortured.
No, I felt like silly listening to other stuff when I was like 12.
Exactly,
because everything was so serious. Yeah, I used to partake. Well, and then people like would talk about Midwest emo, and I used to be so like, that's only my emo is the real emo. But I'm like, I actually don't care.
I don't care.
I think that's a lot of the things with genres.
I'm not
like,
15,
I don't care. I just don't care about genre. I remember like at one point, I feel like I just learned what a bunch of genres were. So then I was like, and this album is a good definition of this genre.
I don't think I've, other than broad strokes of what a genre is.
Yeah, like, I have a good understanding.
Well, just to be like, oh, if someone asks, like, oh, well, what is this like? If I, like, recommend someone something, I can be like,
yeah,
oh, well,
I can
it's
point
kind
them
of
in a few
genre.
Directions. Yeah.
But I don't actually care at all, because I remember getting, like, a few years ago, my Spotify Wrapped, and I was like, I don't even know what any of this means. Like, what
are
these
genres?
Spotify
ones are really silly, too, because you could just look up, like,
they just put together like
poop poop mix, and then it'll be like, here is your Spotify AI generated playlist for poop mix, and it's just like songs that the algorithm
it's
vaguely
so
relates
crazy.
To poop. So
Yacht Rock is not super definable. Emo is completely undefinable, I feel.
Definable? Is that a word?
I don't know. I'm making things up now. I'm an English major. I can do that. If Charles Dickens can do that, if Shakespeare can do it.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
anybody
just
can
like
could.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I'm trying to find...
Do you have literature for us?
I do. I was going to try to find a good segue. I was trying to find a good segue and talk about, oh, you're tortured when you're emo, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And your mind is a prison. And then I can go to numbers to think about worldwide prison populations, PSA. You know?
Yeah.
There was something there, but it's okay. Okay. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. It's a message from the public interest in the public interest from WMFO. In Medford.
Thank you, Elena, for this public message. We've got a Michael McDonald song next.
Oh my god. Sorry, this one's also just so classic.
I keep forgetting every time you're, and then it, oh, near.
It's so.
There was one more word that just said dot, 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 and I was like.
Dude, so relevant right now.
All right.
Just listen to the words, guys. Just listen to the words.
Listen, tune in. This is I Keep Forgetting Every Time You're Near.
Guys, I have something really important to do, and it is to shout out Vinny. No one other than people who know him already will know who this Vinny man is, but Vinny is so important. He is so important to me, he is so important to Hannah, and he is so important to the ecosystem of an unnamed store that is in the general Cambridge, Somerville area, and I can't say anything else about this, but I just need to shout him out. It was urgent. Enjoy the music.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same.
Can't believe we're almost at the end of the hour.
I know, time flies.
That was Kiss on My List. That was
sorry,
the lamest
that, I was gonna say,
thing ever.
That interaction
that was horrible.
So, you know why? It's because we were talking like in depth right before, and then we were like, oh, it's almost over. We should probably say something. That was so
yeah,
like,
that was bad. I take that back,
I'm
everybody.
Sorry. I didn't mean that. That. I don't know who that was, actually.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Just like the spirit of like a white man. Time flies.
Time flies.
Hey, well,
you
know what? It's Yacht Rock, so that is really a white man's.
Yeah.
We're living in a white man's world today. Just for an hour. Just for an hour. It's almost over. Don't worry.
Yeah, we only got 7 minutes left. I don't have much else to say really on the subject besides like.
I don't know. I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you enjoyed as well. We have been talking about doing this for like several weeks now.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
I think we had the idea last time you were on the show, and then like the next week
I couldn't come in, and so
and then the next week you were working.
I was working, yeah.
And I wasn't actually on the air last week because I just woke up, and yeah.
That this is all true.
It.
These are all this
all
is
true statements.
This is what's happened. That's what happened. This is all what happened, and now we're here, and now we're at the end of Yacht Rock Day, and I hope that everyone appreciates all the the planning. We loved this, you know, talked about this for a while.
We did. We were like, we're gonna do this, and then we didn't actually make the set list until like this week.
Yeah,
to like,
but that's okay, because you know what, I always got Yacht Rock in my back pocket.
I was at work yesterday for like 6 hours before I realized that it was Wednesday and not Tuesday. So that was some of the like slowness to making the set list. I just didn't know what day it was this week. I thought everything was pushed up or pushed back one day. So I thought it was I thought it was Tuesday and it was Wednesday. And I thought that the show was in 2 days. And this threw me off at work totally. I was like, wait, then that means I work Friday. Yeah. So it's just all frustrating. But we've figured it out now, everybody. I know it's Thursday today.
It is Thursday. It is Yacht Rock Day. Yacht Rock Day is almost over, and that's okay.
Oh, that kind of rhymed.
Yeah. I kind of liked this having a genre.
Yeah. I used to do themes more.
I kind of like a theme. What if we started doing like really abstract themes? Like, I have a playlist on my Spotify that's titled Henley, like a Henley shirt.
Oh, okay.
Just because it gives me the vibe of, like, wearing
like
a Henley
shirt.
Okay.
It's yeah, like, we could do this.
That'd be
you
so could, fun.
You should suggest some themes for me, because then I'll be more inspired to do stuff
Let's
like that.
Let's just get weird
because
with
I
it.
Haven't... I did some themes at first. I mean, I was never, like, super, super serious about it. But I stuck to some themes, like, when I was, like, a freshman in college, like, sophomore. Yeah, I remember my first show ever was all songs with women.
Oh, yeah?
It was
why
like,
is that?
It was March 8th.
Oh. I was making a gay joke, but...
Oh.
Sorry. It didn't land. It's okay. Guys, I'm off my game today.
It's raining, you know.
It's raining.
Took a while to find parking.
I rewatched all of Big Little Lies last night until 2 a.m.
Oh, that was a rewatch.
Oh, yeah. It was devastating.
Oh.
I recommend the
show.
That's
funny, because I thought you were like, I want to stay up and see what happens.
No, I knew it.
You were like, I want to stay up and see what happens again.
Yeah, well, because you have to finish. It's one of those things that, like, yeah. You have to just finish
in a day. You can't just jump into it the next day, like, after living a normal day.
Yeah, like, I can't. Start my day and be like, okay, I'm gonna finish Big Little Lies and then go about business. It's a really hard show to watch, but it's really good.
So that's our official recommendation. Not an ad, not sponsored. But
yeah,
thank you all.
Not sponsored. Don't give them money because they didn't give me money.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Thank you, Elena, for joining me this week.
Of course, of course.
Had a wonderful time. Even though it started raining, but it's still always sunny in Medford. And this is Hannah. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. It's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. So have a wonderful weekend after today. Today is not a weekend.
After today.
So that doesn't count.
Don't enjoy yourself today.
No.
You have to wait a little while.
Yes.
That's what Daddy Warbucks says.
It makes it all the more sweeter. Anyways, thank you all.
Yeah, delayed gratification. Never mind.
Thank you, everybody. This is Peaceful Easy Feeling by
Eagle. Yeah, I love this one.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown, and I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around, 'cause I got she can't take you.